Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You're going to use a microphone or you're just going to yell into the ether?
I'll just scream. I don't need a microphone. We had voices. Back then we had voices.
Wow. Uh-oh. No more drinks for
you. We had
you.
Faces then.
We did a YouTube live and he drank. All right. Are we ready?
I'm good. What's happening?
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
He put a ring on it. He put a ring on it. Whoa-oh. Whoa-oh-oh. Uh-oh-oh. 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 Put a ring on it.
You kind of dance like an orc.
That's how she lumbers. Yeah, so I lumber.
She is a lumberer.
Y'all, if you aren't watching the Intimate Portrait, you just missed me doing a Kim Yonce.
She is quite the lumberer.
She is quite the lumberer. She is. Turn on Timey.
Timey.
Y'all, this is Timey.
Timey. Help us, Timey. You're our only hope.
Your only hope, Timey. Y'all.
This is hay.
This is hay.
I'm very loud right now.
You're very.
I've been drinking,
you know,
a little
I'm
bit.
I'm going to shut the thing.
Please. We're just screaming. Y'all, this is hay. Season 7, episode, I don't know, feels like 38 by now. all the episodes, the seasons of hay stretch out over eons. It just feels like we're never going to get done.
And you know what? Now
I'm just screaming.
And you know what?
Screaming.
I had to go shut the sound blinds to keep it
quiet. Because I'm loud.
We are so stupid. We got
That's
pulled
true.
In. Do you remember when we thought this was going to be a good season of hay? I yeah, believed longer than you, admittedly.
I lasted,
but we both did believe.
I lasted
like
two or three episodes.
I went like 4 or 5.
And then I was bitter after
yeah.
three. I had embittered after...
I don't hate watching episodes. It, though. I want to make that clear.
I enjoy talking about it with you.
I enjoy talking about it with you, so I don't hate... I enjoy more what we talk about. I said it last episode, though, but...
No, I kind of hate watching it. I'll admit it.
When we saw Kimberly and Usman, I went, oh, yay.
Well, you know you're going to be treated to absolute clownery.
Clownery.
And I wrote down the first thing. Well,
let's do announcements real quick.
Let's do announcements.
Quick announcements. We don't have much. Again, Kate Casey's show, go to our Linktree, December 3rd at the Improv in Los Angeles. We're going to get
this. It's going to be a good time. Y'all, if you don't know Kate Casey, the Barbara Walters of podcasting.
Yes, the reality.
She just did a fucking interview with fucking Zenob.
She did. I haven't listened yet. I kind of don't want to.
I'm saving it for my bath tonight.
Oh, well, then you can tell me.
That sounds slightly dirty, doesn't it?
It did.
I'm saving it for my bath this evening.
It did. Do you always say a Sunday night bath, though? I like that idea, like a ritual. Like a ritual, you know. No, it's good to have self-care rituals.
Just the way you said, like a ritual. And I just stopped me like drinking blood.
I always wash my hair on a Sunday night.
Once a week?
No. But usually a Sunday and a Wednesday. Twice a week is when I shampoo. It's like a self-care ritual. So do you always do a Sunday night bath?
It's not a specific, but I was going to take a bath.
Oh,
tonight.
Okay. Good. I don't know if I'd want to, I don't know if you'll relax listening to Zenob.
It's true.
She's just going to make you angry.
No. Although y'all, we can say Cole Zenob drama. Who?
Who?
Because there's been a boatload of tea dropped today.
Yep.
Well, today and yesterday, because a woman named Hannah.
Hannah has receipts.
Has receipts for SK, who was dating her the entire time.
While he was, after he filmed the show.
After he filmed the show, yes. Yep.
And said he was just doing that show for money.
That's what he said. And then.
That's what he said.
That's what he said. And then, though, Raven is listed as fiance in his phone.
But now Raven has deleted him from all pictures of him from her Instagram.
The mess continues.
Followed him.
Yes.
This is the messiest fucking cast.
Agreed.
Yes, but Kate Casey's show, if you want to listen to it, it's called Reality Life with Kate Casey. That's her podcast. You can listen to.
But y'all, I just need to say, After the Altar is going to be lit.
It's going to be fucking bonkers.
Yeah.
I hope they actually talk about... Well, no, After the Altar is just the show. It's not a reunion.
They're probably filming now.
God, that reunion sucked. The more and more I think about that reunion, the more I get angry about it.
No, it may...
We had such a good one last year.
I was furious.
I think what happened is the Lacheys are more involved in the show now.
Are they?
I felt like they were producing as they were hosting.
See... I think they were in it a lot less.
I think they were in it. I bet because they're producing more. They're producing it more. I wanted Tan France to do it because he did a good job on Selling Sunset.
Yes. Tan France would have been great.
They really need a queen in there. But they want a couple, whatever. I like Vanessa Lachey a lot, y'all. Don't get me wrong. I love her.
There's some people that straight people are things that straight people are good for. Hosting reunions are not that.
No.
You need a queen who doesn't have any obligation to anyone who's going to be like, who looks good?
This is true.
You were giving me a lot of attitude right then.
Did you see, by the way, speaking of queens, did you see that David Archuleta has officially announced that he is stepping back from the Mormon church? Yes.
Good for her.
Yes, she's going on a Christmas tour again, but not anywhere close to us because I would go.
It's middle America.
I keep
America.
Looking to see if he's adding dates because, oh my God, we love that Christmas
that
concert.
It
was so good.
I wept openly.
You did.
Several times.
Even after driving fucking 2 hours to get there.
That was a nightmare.
That's when we did a podcast in the
car. I will never drive with you again.
When are we going to do our annual holiday roadshow podcast?
There's no such thing as an annual holiday roadshow podcast.
Be. People loved that episode.
I didn't. That's the thing. When I don't feel safe, it wasn't a good time for me.
There were some sissies who were very stressed out.
They were, because I was. They could hear my pain.
Someone posted
the others who enjoyed my pain are horrible people.
Y'all look like a year from now. It was a road trip show. I don't know what we covered, but it was fun.
I think it was probably Love After Lockup or something.
I had a ball. It was so much fun.
Yeah, didn't. Even the Sonic we stopped at wasn't good.
It wasn't a good Sonic, no. They're not
California Sonics. Nah.
They're better in Oklahoma and Texas. I tested that theory when I went back home and it was better. Uh oh, the noise is happening. But anyway,
my neighbor is.
I wrote on.
Neighbor is operating a cotton gin upstairs.
I wrote on David Archuleta's Instagram. He probably won't reach out to me or anything.
No, he doesn't give a shit about you.
But I left a comment and I said, "You and Heather Gay need to be friends." Don't you think that could happen? He could be in her choir.
He could. He'd be a soloist.
He'd be the soloist every year.
Be better than. Away in a manger, no crib for a babe.
She even got the wrong words wrong.
That's right. Said, little Lord Jesus, lay down the stars in the heaven
sky.
It's okay.
It's fine.
She's a converted Jewish person.
I didn't watch this last episode, so I'm behind a week.
I haven't watched it either.
I don't know why. I've been saving Housewives for my plane rides. I just download them and watch them on a plane.
I gotta say, this season has, I think it's Mary Cosby not being there. And it's just not the same cuckoo.
I'm still, well, seeing Heather and Whitney go at it.
Yeah.
That's in nightgowns or in lingerie. Kind of was one of my favorite things I ever saw. But I agree. There's a... With Mary, oddly enough, even though Jen Shaw's going to go to prison because she's guilty and ran a scheme and she's criminal,
mm-hmm.
and yet I love her.
Yeah.
Even though there's that, when Mary Cosby was there, you always felt like there was a little danger.
Yeah.
That's and gone.
The only person who's making it work for me is Baby Gorgeous herself, Lisa Ballo. Like, I've never been a big fan.
No, she's getting a good season.
But she's having a good season. She came off running high after the bathroom monologue.
Yeah.
You haven't seen Ralph Fiennes reading you must. I'm
what?
Making you watch it right now. Him on Watch What Happens Live reading the Lisa Barlow monologue about Meredith fucking half of New York.
Shut up.
Yeah. Oh, it is so good.
Oh.
He's like, and if you could see, he's prepared the beats. He had marked up his script.
I love
him. Like, y'all, an actor prepares. An actor prepares.
And so does a bottom.
And so does a gay guy.
No, so does a bop. A top does not prepare.
No. No.
You should write, that's your sex book. A bottom prepares.
A bottom prepares.
Because we got to do shit.
It's just me with glasses on going,
with your butt out.
Yeah. But no, he did the whole thing. Meredith doesn't have my back. She's a fucking whore.
I bet Andy Cohen was
She's
dying.
She's fucked half of New York.
Oh.
I hate her.
Oh.
Oh, it's so good.
What
you
a compliment.
Must watch it after.
What a compliment.
It's so good. That monologue. Lisa's famous for things like that.
Yeah.
But no, she's having a great season right now.
I enjoy it. It's the only housewife show I watch, so.
Yeah.
Don't know how we got up on that, but that's us. Speaking of holiday, our holiday live party.
Holiday live.
It's available. It's our YouTube live. We do it for the $15 tier of our Patreon, but then it will go up as a video for everybody on the Patreon. And we'll also make sure we'll do it as a post. So Patreon people and Supercast, you'll get a post about it too. So you won't be able to see it live, but you can click on the link and watch the holiday video. So,
but y'all, we're going to be singing carols.
We are
telling holiday lore.
Yes.
And of course, the annual reading of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. My version.
Poodle's version. Which I told him because he wanted to change. I was like, no, you've got to read it verbatim.
I was trying to make it a little more family friendly.
No.
But you told me that I can't do that.
You can't change it now. It's a holiday tradition.
Because I worry that as we become more widespread.
No. This is only for our selective sissies here.
That's true.
When are we a family show? Never.
That's true, y'all. We're never a family show.
Never.
That's the thing. Your kids will never be able to listen to us.
That's fine.
Yeah. That's okay.
One thing, you know what thing that this podcast has helped me do? It has really helped me let go of being all things for all people.
That's a great way to put it.
Y'all, that is my advice for you this holiday season.
Be you.
Season.
Don't be
when you're
all
going
things
to
all people.
And you think, I've got to go do this for Aunt Connie. I got to go do this for Uncle Tim. I got to do this for my mom. Don't be all things
to all
people. Because
when you think you're all things to all people, you're nothing for no one.
Yes. Yes. Well, nothing for yourself, really, truly.
That's true.
So
even more important.
Yes. Nothing for no one. So anyway, y'all, just let it go.
Or as, let it go.
Or as Mother Poodle says, let it be. By the way,
that merch needs to come back.
I think that merch is back.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I ever took it down from last year. So go to our merch store. If you want to
buy your mother a Let It Be shirt.
We need to revamp our merch store.
That's January.
But January we're doing that?
We talked about it.
I don't remember.
You don't remember
I'm
it.
Still,
there are so many things we have planned for January. We talked about this like a month, 2 months ago in a meeting, and obviously you have no memory of it.
I don't remember it now.
You don't even have the excuse that your father's dying anymore.
I was going to get my neck done then, but I guess not now because I got shit to do. I have to push it back.
Y'all, she's going to wear one of those dog cones.
I'm looking for a RuPaul mask so I could be on video.
Because none of us wants to see her like
my plastic surgery hideous, says I'm going to have to be off camera for like 2 weeks. Although I usually don't bruise a lot when I have my jaw surgery.
Oh, I think you'll bruise with this.
I don't know. I had an 11 and a half hour jaw surgery and he said he was shocked that I had no bruises.
Why do I bruise for everything?
You just bruise. And then when I had my sinus surgery, Dr. St. John said, you look like you didn't even have sinus surgery. This is shocking to me.
I bruise quite easily though. I'm quite delicate.
You are.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
You're a good Scotch-Irish stock.
And Swedish.
Carry hay bales.
Yeah, Swedish. I mean,
all those women.
Take a licking and I keep on licking.
You were built to survive.
Yeah.
I was built to be in drawing rooms.
You were. I'm made to be out in the cold, eating potatoes, whatever you need.
You were famine ready.
I guess I'll push the surgery to March now. Great. Great.
Y'all, let's jump into this. Kim and Usman. The first thing is this music that sounds like Fifi Dobbs. It's like, I'm going to do whatever I want and nobody can tell me. Oh,
because I won. Because I won.
And so, y'all, we're going back to his house because he needs her woman's touch in his house. We've never been to his house before in Abuja.
No, we have not. It's cute. Yeah. It's fine.
And
a lot of awards everywhere.
He's like, I've got a hammer and nail. And she's like, get a hammer and nail because I don't do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't do that kind of stuff. I just decorate. So they're hanging up his awards and all this. And he's like,
I've jumped into a plane 72 times, but nothing makes me more excited, more of a rush than getting a blessing.
She is wearing his USB shirt.
She is.
Usman B. Entertainment.
This is clownery. I love it.
So he tells her, he's like, go in the bedroom and get some tape. And she says, okay. Okay. And she's in the bedroom like, oh, this is nice. I like this cozy. We're going to do this. And then she walks out of the room and she goes, what?
Whoa. I did not understand that.
Does it Darcy?
Yeah, she does Darcy.
He's on one knee, y'all.
He's on one knee. And Usman said, I want her to see my house, but I brought her here because she asked me to marry, but I want to do it right. Because
that's not my culture.
Yeah.
Then she goes off on a thing. She's like, you know, it's always been us against the world. It's always been me. There's like me against its family. And like, it's us. You're, again, this whole Bonnie and Clyde.
Us Kim.
This whole Bonnie and Clyde mentality needs to stop, y'all. You can't just say, Romeo and Juliet, no one wanted us to be together. It's a kink for people. And it's not healthy.
It's not healthy.
A lot of people love to do it.
It's not healthy.
It's not going to help. So y'all,
she walks out, she'll, what are you doing? What are you doing?
That's exactly, she's, what are you doing? She starts crying.
And he's like, babe. And he starts talking, we've been through Tanzania.
Yeah, all that. Like, we went through so many obstacles.
I'm hot and sweaty now. You're doing something about sweaty.
Yeah. Now, do you think it's the real diamond?
No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I mean, yeah, I don't think
he's a scammer.
I think he's a scam artist. And so
scammers don't give their marks real diamonds.
And because she looks at, and he puts the ring on her, y'all, and her hand, she doesn't say it, but her hand is shaking. And I just heard her voice go, I'm thinking. Yeah. She puts it on. She's like,
I'm shaking.
I love you. And he loves her. And they hug while she's wearing the USB shirt. And that's where she says, he put a ring on it. And
he put the ring on it.
So
this is the perfect ending to my trip.
And so she's like, okay, great. I got the blessing. We got the ring. Like,
We should go yummy yummy in the bed so you don't forget it.
Again, as soon as I start thinking maybe this is some type of fun, then it gets into let me use you for what I know you're worth. We're right there, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
It never gets easier for me.
Never gets easier.
So y'all.
So they
now we go to Abuja. I'm sorry, I thought they were in Abuja.
Yeah.
And she's like, I can kiss you now. I kiss you. She's like, not really.
Not really. Still gotta wait.
Smart, Usman.
Yeah, smart.
Y'all, she's leaving tomorrow. That's the big issue.
Yeah.
She's gonna file for the K-1 visa. And she's like, I can't wait when you come to the U.S. and I can wait on you. Like, she's imagining waiting on him at Mimi's Cafe. It's like, you want potato soup?
Wait, does she really work at Mimi's Cafe?
Yes!
She really does.
She was a server. She said, I'm going to wait on you.
Does she still work there?
I don't think she does anymore. Now she's at the spa. Remember, she had a statement that says, I've left the lovely world of Mimi's Cafe.
I didn't see the statement. I've left Mimi. And so now.
The wonderful corporation.
The wonderful
restaurant.
Great
ownership.
I would love a Mimi's Cafe right now.
Can I get you some more yeast rolls?
Oh, and a Kendall Jackson Chardonnay. Sign me up.
Mother Poodle loves the Kendall Jackson.
That's what I bet your mother loves a Mimi's Cafe.
She does. She loves an Olive Garden more because
really?
It's unlimited salad.
Oh.
She loves their unlimited salad and soup.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. My mother loves anything that with the appearance of health. And it's cheap.
Ah.
Yeah. Likes the booth as well.
Doesn't like a table?
Loves a booth.
My mother likes a booth too.
Tables are for suckers.
She doesn't like a table.
No. I hate a table. If I can be in a booth, I'm happy.
I think I prefer a booth, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More security. You don't know if someone's going to, it feels like if you're in a booth, someone brings a gun, you may be able to duck.
Table, you might be able to run quicker, though.
True.
No one gives a shit about this.
Y'all, and we're still, we're a couple days past it, but we're still thinking of people in
Colorado Springs. Yes.
And again, we're going to come up with, we're looking for a charity right now for our sisters.
It might be up by the time we do this, because it's still air, but it might be up by then.
But again, y'all, just spare a moment right now to think about your LGBTQ siblings. Every time this happens, which it happens a lot, none of us feel safe.
No.
And like we were talking on the last show that both of us, I don't think I've ever said this, but both of us agreed, every time we go into a space, even because our name is Reality Gays, we think twice, is someone going to come in with a gun?
Yeah.
And so gun violence is real. It happens everywhere. And again,
it happens everywhere in this country.
Yes.
It does not happen in other countries.
That is true. Thank you.
So it does not happen everywhere.
Thank you.
This does not happen in Britain. This does not happen in Canada as much.
This is the thing because we live in a country where gun laws are extremely lax.
Yeah. So it happens here.
So, yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. So our thoughts go out. We're thinking about you.
Sending our love.
And spare a thought. If you're an ally, or even if you have family and friends who are LGBTQ, check in on your friends, family, and saying, are you okay?
Because in Colorado Springs, y'all, for some people, that was the one place safe they could go to be themselves.
Because it's a very religious community.
And now they're scared to go there.
Yep.
So just think about that was taken away from them.
Yep.
So imagine your
stolen
from
them. That's what I want to say.
Or some people think your own home. It's like people I know that, like I know when, I think she talked about, like, I was watching that documentary, but like when Paris Hilton was robbed, she never could go back into her house again and had to move. Because it freaked her out so much. So anyway, it's that same feeling. So
back to Abuja.
Send our love back to Abuja. So they're going to talk to the immigration lawyer.
Carmelia yes. Taylor. Now, she gets a first and last name, which to me puts her on the level of Paul D. Dolce.
Yes. I think she's a real attorney, too. She gave me looks real like attorney it. Vibes.
She is giving us blurred out background.
Yes.
So
yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I assume her collection of Beanie Babies are against the back against wall.
Yeah, probably.
So, y'all, she's basically saying his family can't really come to their wedding because of the visa issues, but he, in their nuptial agreement, that
the blessing
is going to mean he comes back 4 times a year, every quarter, and they're like, they're having a good time. The lawyer's saying all these good things, and they're like, well, everything's gonna be great. It's like, but you still need to stay there because you can't stay away from your wife. That's the whole point of the visa. And he's like, yeah, right. Oh, thank you for telling me that. It's like, I got to keep my con going.
Yeah, got to keep the golly, such a good con.
Now, then we get to a point where she's like, and then like he's gonna marry another girl here because he needs to have children. And the lawyer goes,
huh?
What? You know, there's a law against polygamy in the U.S. And then
what?
Kimberly says,
whoa.
But it's interesting. You can tell she's of two minds because you can see that she didn't say it in the moment. You can tell she's like, whoa, if he can't do that, then he's not going to marry me. But also,
did I win?
Am I going to be the one wife? So it's, you can tell it's very much kind of that monkey's paw. Isn't that the thing? Like the monkey's paw, you get the monkey's paw, gives you luck, but then it takes something from you.
Yes, but usually that's the thing is that is a wish that you would get.
Well, that's her wish that he'll marry her. And not, but have
but
another
no
wife.
One, but no won't. One knows the monkey's paw is going to take something.
Yeah, they don't. She didn't know. Whatever.
I think a catch-22 is a better way of describing
whatever.
That than a monkey's paw.
I got my feet in the video
and
today.
Then, so maybe don't take the things that I talk about.
What? I'm sorry.
I
was looking at the camera. I was having a moment with the intimate portraiters.
So she basically says, I didn't expect this. Now, what I think is she's like, don't worry. That's all like African stuff. No one needs to care about that.
Yeah, so she's like married. Whatever they do in their country is fine. No one.
Whatever, like, voodoo they practice, doesn't even matter. Like, Africans are, like, weird, you know?
And Miss Taylor, Esquire, goes, yeah, it kind of is a legal thing. You do need to abide by American laws if you're going to get married in the U.S.
And then one point, they're in the moment, and Kim was like, I really wish we had talked to an immigration lawyer before we did this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Usman's like, I am greatly in need of a child. So that is...
It was lovely to hear him say that like he was the baker's wife in Into the World.
Yes.
People don't.
I need a child.
No one ever says it that way. I am in need of a child.
Yeah.
Or he said of child.
I am need of child. And y'all, she is leaving the next day.
She's like, okay.
Cue the waterworks.
Cue the fucking Usman cries, y'all.
Good job.
I mean, this man is committed. He is the Daniel Day-Lewis of Nigeria. This person is jumping into this.
I agree. It's pretty amazing.
Y'all, because he doesn't want to be with her. But you think, I mean, when you stop.
He loves being on TV.
When you stop and think about it, he is crying over Kimberly. Because he says, they were driving out there earlier, and he said they want to split their time in Nigeria. Like, he doesn't want to move to the U.S., which he's right. All of his money is made in Nigeria. So that kind of, we talked about that. Answers our question.
He wants to be an international superstar.
And, but you know what I've decided? If this man has been this long with Kimberly, and again, he went down on baby girl Lisa, he deserves to be an American.
He's earned it.
He's earned it. I agree. He was
give him a green card now.
Think of this. Close your eyes.
No.
And just imagine
he's
down there going,
my eyes.
And then he hears,
He deserves to be in America. You know what?
He deserves that and like, oh,
oh, oh, oh. Oh, Uthman.
Potential. He deserves. Give the man an American flag and let him live here.
He's worked for it.
He has worked for it.
He's worked for it.
He worked for it a lot more
with
than
his tongue.
You will get it done.
Yeah, a lot more.
A lot more than that con.
I wonder if he's going back yet.
I don't know. What a piece of shit.
Y'all,
we say that to each other all the time. Jake will be like, I don't know, I'm busy, I'm doing this, and I'll just look at him and say, you will get it done. What 90-day things do you say in your house? Because what else?
That's one of the ones that I say when I'm having a bad day. I'll say, you will get it done.
You say that all the time. We both say whoa all the time now.
No, with that in Love After Lockup. And for some reason, when someone says, who are you? Like, nice to meet you. And you are. And I want to go, I'm Hottie's girl.
I'm Hottie's girl. I do. When people say people will go, hello, Matt. And I go, hello, irrelevant. Which is not good to say to people in public.
No, I'm Hottie's girl and hello, irrelevant are two Thai expressions. Stop playing on my
phone. Stop playing on my phone.
Oh. I'm Hottie's girl. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Anyway, y'all. Again, y'all, we watched Love After Lockup. They announced the new season.
And she's got on those big old chiclet veneers.
Oh, yes. I know. I love it when Boston's like, and you look at you and your fake teeth. She's like, I know they look good, don't they?
They look ridiculous.
They look ridiculous.
She's like, look at, she's coming up like a fucking Bernstein Bear.
I'd hang out with her.
Ty, of course I would.
She'd be a fun time. I do also walk around the house and sometimes just go, Scott!
Scott! Scott!
I bet my neighbors think someone named Scott lives there.
Y'all tell us what Love After Lockup means.
Yeah.
What Love After Lockup things you say you or say? 90 Day.
Someone make a post in the Sissy Squad and tweet us. Or
what do you
Instagram.
Say on the daily?
Yeah.
What a little bit later, Usman, y'all, so Usman basically says, nothing can stand in our way. It's good. We're going to, and she's like, don't make me cry. Don't make me cry. It's fine. And that's basically it, though. Is
she leaves and she lumbers crying. Off through that airport. And
she lumbers just, like she's got a poopy diaper.
And yep, and he just sends her crying, and I just wrote, "Given the Nigerian Oscar, whatever that is."
We're gonna talk about Blind Side next, but before that, we're gonna take a quick break. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, we didn't watch this episode together.
We never do.
What? We don't. No. But I was a little sad that I didn't hear your reaction of what was your response when Bilal said, I'm always nice. I imagine you just screaming and throwing something against the
Maybe
wall.
Maybe when you're summoned by the IRS to do an audit.
I bet he's real nice then.
The thing about him, y'all, the thing about Bilal is nice for him is making the other person feel like they're inadequate. That's what he's really good at.
He is very good at it.
I want everyone to know if there are Bilals in your life, or even if you're thinking, why is it that Bilal just creeps me the fuck out even when he's not actively hostile? Because he does that. He makes you feel your the way life is, there are so many people in our lives who just make us feel bad for no reason. Bilal is one of those people. He will talk to you, and his whole goal is to make you feel less than. That's his goal.
Yeah.
He needs you to feel worse about yourself.
Well, and
it's the worst possible partner to have.
But I feel like that's a subconscious thing for him, because his conscious goal, I think, is he wants to feel superior.
Yes.
So, because he's just thinking about himself.
Yeah.
But to make you feel superior, then he does. Because so that's when you try to call him and call him on making you feel bad. He acts like he has no idea what you're talking about.
Right.
That's because he's a narcissist.
And he will always make it think it's your problem. He will never admit to it.
But there's a part of him that actually believes it's your problem. Yes. That's the problem.
That's why people like him aren't fixable.
I will say, Utrecht is a fucking good friend. And she can read him for filth. She knows this game.
MVP of the season.
Because when she said,
she goes hard, I would never approve this with anyone other than Bilal.
No.
I would never approve this tactic.
But she is right. But you see, the reason why she did it, because she tells Shadow, you have to disarm him.
When she said you have to make him uncomfortable.
But that's scarier when you're married to someone. I don't think Bilal would do anything physical.
He'd be too worried about how it would look for other people.
I think so too. But still,
he is all about appearances, y'all.
It's a lot.
I'm telling you. This is the most dangerous person we've ever seen on 90 Day Fiancé.
We didn't cover Jeffrey.
That's true. No, I'm talking about dangerous as in a day-to-day emotional engagement way.
More than Mark and Nikki?
He was too apparent. What his motives would be too apparent.
Yeah, that's true.
This is someone who can pass.
As Sissy brought up, and I thought this was a good point, they just, again, shit we don't think about. She brought up I think this was in the Patreon maybe, or maybe Instagram, but brought up the timeline specifics. And they said, you know what? I bet this was dead on. I bet this was filmed.
This has been in my head ever
whenever
since.
Whenever they did the reunion. And y'all remember how pissed off Bilal was at the reunion?
So y'all, they didn't go to New York for no reason.
They
because
went
to Shida do, wanted to
yeah,
go to New York.
No. They went to do the reunion, and they said, let's film in Utrecht. And they said, I bet they already had filmed this scene, and Bilal was still punishing her. Because Shida says when they came home after that dinner with Utrecht,
silent treatment.
Bilal gave her the silent treatment and went with Bev without saying. Again, if you're
cruelest thing you can do.
If you're with someone who gives you the silent treatment, who doesn't say, hey, I just need like a few hours to process this.
Very different.
But if they actually just shut you out and give you silent, divorce them, break up with them, get rid of them from your life. That person is a monster. get out of that relationship.
I love how absolute that is, but I agree with you.
I think that's if someone gives you a mean silent treatment, that is an absolute. That is, because there is something, it's not about you, but there is trauma that goes back to something you don't know about and you can't, like Brene Brown, you didn't cause it, you can't cure it, and you can't fix that.
And there's a little weird enjoyment in your pain because you're watching, they're watching you spiral.
Spiral. And yeah. Again, there's a difference if you have someone says, hey, that was a lot.
I need some time.
Even if I need a night, I'm like, I love you, we're good, or we're okay, but I've got to process this.
Yeah.
That is very different.
And if you're listening now and you do that, silent treatment, and you do that just to either make the person realize what they've done, know that that is one of the most hurtful things you can do to someone.
If you do that to someone, you're not a monster, but you're really hurting somebody the wrong way.
Rethink that possibility. Instead of doing the silent treatment, say, you know what, I need a couple of hours to process this and think about this, then I can come back and talk about it. Or let's talk about this tomorrow. But giving them the silent treatment without anything back is cruel.
It's cruel.
It really is.
It really is cruel.
So,
and it doesn't actually, it just makes it worse.
Yep.
When you do talk about it.
Yep. Makes you further apart.
So she talks about, like, Chida says, I appreciated that Utrecht stuck up for me, but that's not what I want, but it is what she wanted, but... So,
does it worry you that Chida is still seeing this marriage as a way to get what she wants out of it? A child, a yoga studio, and it is a strategic chess game.
I think Chida has something in common with Angela.
Mm-hmm.
I think she feels unlovable.
I kind of agree with you.
I think that's the root of all of this.
It worries me how she approaches these things instead of actually confessing how she feels to him, which she does, but she reveals her hand, and she's the thing about it is, if she wants to play the game, great. She's not good at it.
She's very trusting.
Yeah.
She has a naivete. And also, I think Shida's actually, and maybe I'm wrong, we've said this, I said this about SK, and I was wrong on Love is Blind, but I think Shida's a really good person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she just, and I think she assumes that everyone else is going to be a really good person. I don't think she's read The Sociopath Next Door.
No.
I don't think she's probably, I'm not saying her life is easy, but I'm saying I bet she hasn't had a lot of interactions with people like Bilal before, close interactions.
I'm telling you, y'all.
And that's why she thinks this can work out.
This is one of those things. Trust every gut, bodily reaction. If someone makes the hair on your neck stand up, if someone makes your gut drop, if you're feeling awful with them all the time, there is a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, if I met Bilal in person, my whole body would tell me. There's just something about him. I mean, maybe he would charm me, but damn, his eyes seem so soulless and empty to me.
Yeah.
And again, scares the shit out of me. And the bus is coming, darling. So
I think Utrecht is, like I said, Utrecht is in the back, opening the back door and saying, get in.
Yes. Utrecht even says he builds walls around himself. And
poor Cody, he's gonna get it too. People are blowing up about Sister Wives and Cody.
Well,
apparently he's having the shit of a season.
It could not be sweeter. Because
sorry, I didn't mean to sidetrack.
No, he has built this.
Isn't it now all crumbling down on him?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
And it's chef's kiss to watch. But Janelle's probably gonna leave soon. If not this season, the next season. She's got an RV, y'all. It's just a step away.
Didn't the other one already leave?
Christine, yeah.
So now another one's going to leave?
Sorry, North Carolina, yeah. And it'll just be him and Robin just sitting there with nothing to say to one another. And Mary will be somewhere in her bird aviary talking to female golfers.
Which one's Janelle? Which one's, oh, Mary, okay, I know now. Because she was the first one.
Yeah, Mary's first wife. Janelle's second wife. Janelle's the one who earns all the money.
Ah.
Yeah. I'm like 4 episodes behind, so don't come at me. I plan to catch up over Thanksgiving because y'all know I love me some Sister Wives.
You should watch that show with Mother Poodle.
She'd be so confused.
I still want you to watch one of our shows with your mother, maybe even Love After Lockup.
And just document it.
And report that to her. It was interesting watching that with my dad. Like I told you, it really taught him a lot about addiction.
She won't allow it to be filmed, but should I record her?
No, you don't have to record her. I would love for you to watch it with her and then just tell us about the experience, what she said on the podcast.
And interview, and like just interview her and see what her responses were.
You can just ask her, yeah, or just what she says. Say, Mom, watch the show. I want to know. I just want to know all the questions she asks you and all the things she says.
No, she would say, why are these people doing this?
Not, hey, because this season sucks, but like Love After Lockup.
No, she was like, these people are screwed up in the head.
I would love to just hear her. I don't know, more work for you. Just watch it and then see what she says.
Oh, God. Anyway, so Utrus does say, you brought this up earlier, you have to disarm him. You have to make him uncomfortable. This isn't bad advice.
No, because she said... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, but what this is... I don't think Bilal would do anything to harm her, but what it would do... This would make Shida's life even more uncomfortable for a while.
Yeah, very much so. Because Utrus said, and this is, again, Utrus is so smart because she's talking about her experience. And she said, he acted like the whole thing, because Shida said, you came in a little hot. And she said, that's not in their culture. She said, I did. She's like, I apologize. She said, and I want to apologize. But he did use some words I didn't like. And she said, and he acted like the whole thing was my fault. Does he do that with you sometimes?
I went.
And when she asked that at Shida, Shida was speechless.
I know.
She couldn't say a word.
Y'all, that was one of the most compelling moments this season where Shida just went, she couldn't say anything because she didn't want to throw her husband under the bus, but she was thinking, every fucking time we have a conversation, he does that.
Every time. And see why she got hyped up and kind of and brave on the tell-all.
Y'all, if you have empathy that kind of goes up on the charts, and if you're like me, if you're a Libra, if you're a justice person, and you're watching Bilal treat Shida this way, everything in you cries out. Every time he says something to her.
And for me, this is hard to watch. It's in a different way of empathy, in that it just feels so, like, we'll not watch the show and I'll think about Shida
me
and
too.
Wonder if she's okay. Because it's so real. It's so real.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You can't fake this, y'all. You can't fake this.
You can't. And Shida responds, he does deflect a lot. And Utrus says, that's what I mean, hon. That's what he does. He deflects.
Later on, Utrus says, before we go, she says, divorce is not an option. Utrus says, I believe you should have the future you've always wanted. I want that for you. She's a good friend.
She's a good friend.
And then we're back at the hotel.
Back at the hotel.
Bilal is just reading on his fucking Kindle, probably Machiavelli. she's like, you know, I just needed to tell you that Utrus was offended. And she's like, that's funny, because I want an apology from her.
He brought that up twice.
It's like, as long as she gives me an apology.
I mean, y'all, he is textbook narcissist.
I know.
It's
absolutely just glaring.
It's glaring. Glaring. You guys, if you are with someone who anyway remotely reminds you of Bilal,
it's
leave that. I'm just telling people to leave.
In the night.
But leave the night. Divorce him or her. Be gone. I promise you, you will have a happier
life.
It's
interesting because it's one of the reasons it's the only thing I'm glad at about This Is On Television is people can see their Bilal in their significant others, because y'all, this is so dangerous. These people are insidious. They want to control you. They need to be with someone because they need to steal their life force.
It's why I still like this show. And even like, if you look at the family Libby, there are peoples with families like that who are just pointing fingers and not taking responsibility. There are relationships that people have, like Angela and Michael that are just once trying to one up each other with jealousy.
So y'all,
if you don't see yourself somehow in 90 Day Fiancé, you're watching it wrong.
And if you see yourself in Ed and Liz,
whoa,
there's no hope.
I don't know in this season. I will say that sometimes I watch Darcy and Stacey.
Yes, I can.
Darcy hits home.
I see myself in a lot of Darcy and Stacey.
I see myself a lot in those two women. A lot, which is why we love them, y'all. They're coming back.
Yeah, that's hard. That's hard. Yeah. I know. No, they're everyone.
They're
yeah.
I had one girl say, yeah, you said everybody's either Darcy or Stacey. She's like, yeah, that's not me. And I kind of judged her as a sissy. And I was like, just wait, girl.
Yeah, just you are. Wait. Either you're Darcy and Stacey, y'all, or you're Georgie. And you don't want to be Georgie.
Golly, what a piece of shit he turned out to be.
So they're kind of talking.
Big dick.
And yeah, totally. And he basically, she's like, you know, some things were, Utra says, some things were said, and I didn't really sleep well last night. And Bilal's like, what do you mean? I was kind of in a joking mode. Again.
Gaslighter.
Did anyone think Bilal is joking?
Because the thing, what is great.
Because he was smiling and not smiling with his eyes.
And the thing is, he doesn't know what to do because he uses capital over people to control them.
Yeah.
Whether it's business or whether it's his children or whether it's his ex-wife that he gives money to.
Yeah.
Or it's in the wife that loves him. These people all have some type of allegiance or something they're in, quote, in bed with him on that they can't fully call him out. Utrus has nothing.
Yeah, exactly. That's and why she's dangerous to him. And he's actually scared of her.
Yep. Ding, ding.
Where's that thing? No, y'all, that you can actually see Bilal fear someone for
yeah,
the first time.
Yeah, it's glory. Y'all, she's going to be at the tell-all, and it's going to be good.
She will. Now, she mentions talk about the baby, and also, actually, she mentions the clarity on getting about the Pernerp.
Pernerp.
And she's like, kids and the yoga studio. And he's like, well, I never really mentioned studio, perhaps.
You've got to get a business license.
A business off the ground.
Let's get the business off the ground first.
And y'all, Utrus
doesn't. That is not what he said.
No. Utrus doesn't even flinch. She goes in. She's like, well, then let's move on. What about the baby? You said, you know, there's a 5%. We found out there's a 5% chance of having a child. And he's like, well, I figure that 1.5 to 2 years to 3 years, any of that timing will do it. It's up to 3 years. It's not 3 years and it stops. Boy, someone's digging themselves out of a hole. And y'all, it's not working.
It's not working.
And, well, it ain't a work.
Ain't a work. I need Utrus's Instagram. I want to follow her.
And she's like, listen, what if Shida is pregnant 6 months from now? And he's like, and you see his brain short circuit a little bit.
Yeah.
He goes, well, you know, praise to Allah.
Yeah.
All praise to Allah.
And she's like, great. And then Utrus says in her in the moment, so if I just tell my friend to stop taking birth control pills and she gets pregnant, problem solved.
Now, I do not advocate this.
I don't advocate this. Except for Bilal. Except for... I don't advocate this because I don't want her to have a baby with him.
I agree.
Because she's going to be more indebted.
Here's the problem.
God's rejection is your protection, Shida.
Here's the issue here. If this was ever announced, he would use this against her for the rest of their life together.
He'll use everything for the rest of her life. That's why.
You have to be blameless for him. He will use whatever he can against you.
The best thing for this relationship is for her to get out of it.
Or for him to, us to show up with the bus.
Hank, Hank.
Come on out, Bilal. We got a surprise party for you. Shh, shh. He said no. And now, he thinks it's a surprise party.
And this, he's going to punish her again even more because did you hear Bilal say, and it's in the moment, he went, wow. Shida tells her friend everything.
Yeah.
And I wrote, he will punish her for that.
Oh. I just.
Because Bilal's like, you know, I thought some things were private. Well, Bilal, when you're making someone's marriage miserable, God, this poor, you know, I've said before, I think I said, you know, I can't feel sorry for it anymore for Shida. She knows what she's getting into. And
every week I feel more and more sorry for her.
I do feel sorry. Because I think I realize if you do read the books like The Sociopath Next Door, you read even like Dirty John or what, you see that when someone truly is dealing with somebody that is a sociopath and or a narcissist, it's like, I was talking about something else to someone and I said, it's like you analyze every drop of rain instead of realizing you're in a hurricane.
Ooh, yes.
And as every drop comes, you look at that drop of rain and you look at that. And that's why it is so critically important to listen to the people you trust in your life, because Uterus is trying to save this woman.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to work.
They're going to be together a while, I think, sadly.
Yeah. That's the show! Yay! Y'all, that's your happily ever after, right? That's everybody, right?
Yep, that's everybody.
All right, golly, I can't believe I'm... But... I hope we didn't get any smack.
No, we're going to. We're going to.
Oh, did you? Oh. Watching Christina saying, "We want to meet your family, Submit," and I went, "Yes!"
I can't wait to see both of them go in on Mama Submit.
I can't fucking wait for that to happen.
Yeah.
And I hope they like hire a translator.
That would be smart. So Submit can't either nice things up.
And she can't say all those shitty things about Jenny.
Yep.
Oh.
I don't think they'll do that because I don't think Jenny is on top of things as much as she could be.
Yeah, she's a chicken in a hen house, bless her heart.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, that's the show. You know the drill. Go to realitygates.com. That's the website. It's not porn anymore. You can find us on Instagram, Reality Gates Podcast. You can find us on TikTok, Reality Gates. Also, y'all, we talked about it last episode, but go on our meme and on Instagram or TikTok. Who wore it better? Who wore the American flag better? Poodle is Aunt Samantha or
is
Angela.
Or is Angela. Betty Ross, Betsy Ross's slutty cousin.
Yeah, Betsy Ross's slutty. Who wore it better? We want to know what y'all think. Go and vote for us.
You don't vote for me, I don't want to talk to you.
Sissy Squad is now.
I want to win.
Sissy Squad is now 10,000 people strong. Yes. You told me. I didn't know that. Apparently, we missed giving away $10,000 to someone.
We're never giving away $10,000. Neither of us have that money.
Well, we could maybe.
If you wouldn't spend it all on Go-Go Boys, we might have something.
You wouldn't spend it all on costumes.
Fair.
All right, but still, y'all, join us in the Sissy Squad. It's Poodle and I are getting less involved just because we're getting busy with stuff, but it's still a fun fan group. We have fun in there. I do want to mention we're going to be doing we always do self-promotion Saturday, and aren't we doing like a whole weekend thing with Thanksgiving? You know, I shouldn't say the wrong things. Jackie will get mad at me.
We're doing a snooze around Thanksgiving.
We're doing a snooze around Thanksgiving, and then I think the week after... Or like, are we doing a thing? Oh, yeah, this is what we're doing. On Thanksgiving Day, we're snoozing. But on Black Friday and on Saturday, we're doing the Sissy Self-Promotion.
Sissy Self-Promotion.
So if y'all are selling your shit,
snooze on Thanksgiving,
packing your shit, yeah, that's a great time for you to post it. So you can do that all. We have fun in there.
Yeah.
Anything else? I think that's it.
No, that's it.
Kate Casey, December 3rd, get your tickets on our link tree. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, poos?
Yes. And if you just found out that America doesn't allow polygamy from an immigration lawyer.
Whoa. Did I win? I hope I still won. Hope I won.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.